I'm Fran, and we're at Joe's Bar and Grill, South Haven, Michigan.
Fran Welchen says she'd welcome Chinese tourists if the state could get them to West Michigan. Summer tourism keeps the bar afloat during the lean winter months, so the more tourists, the better. And she doesn't care if they speak English, German, or Chinese.
You can speak to them. Sign language, everything works.
And once they get here,
they would love it. South Haven is one of the prettiest places in the country in the summer. It's beautiful. They would love it.
But many Chinese people have no idea where Michigan the state is, let alone South Haven, the beach town. Corallo Chen is owner of Motown Travel, a Detroit, China business travel agency. He says it's no wonder there are at least five ways to say the state's name in Chinese. He thinks Michigan officials who go to China should pick one.
And the best one people in Michigan are using Michigan.
And bad translations are likely adding to our image problem. Chen says Michigan officials' business cards are often rife with mistakes on the flip side of the card, where you find the Chinese translation. He says there was a mistake on the governor's card during his recent trade mission. Then there was a big miscommunication during one of Wayne County Executive Bob Ficano's many trips to China.
During his visit, the Chinese media put him like Mr. Bob Ficano from state of Mississippi. Oh. That's in the Chinese media, official media. That's a joke.
Chen calls the mistakes embarrassing and harmful. If Michigan wants more tourism from China, he says, first, involve people who understand the language and culture of both countries. Tourism boosters say we should be preparing now, even though Chinese visitors to the state are few and far between. Don Holacek says there's a big ripple effect from these early visits. He's a tourism expert and professor emeritus at Michigan State University. Holacek says people in China take the experiences of other Chinese travelers to heart. Show a Chinese tourist a great time, they'll share it.
And if you have a bad experience, you tend to be more willing to share that with your friends and relatives than even if you have a good experience.
Holacek says that good experience should start at the airport. He thinks security staff at Detroit Metro could use a little sensitivity training so Chinese tourists don't feel unwelcome. And travel agents who book Chinese tourists need to do it right and not just dump people at the hotel with no transportation to the casino and the Henry Ford. Holacek says Michigan is new to hosting international travelers. It has a steep learning curve ahead, but he says it's important if we hope to diversify from manufacturing.
We're really more or less at the beginning in terms of taking tourism as a real serious engine for economic growth.
State tourism officials, though, say it probably makes more sense to spend the state's scarce tourism ad dollars in Korea or Japan, where it's easier to get a tourist visa, and expand to China later. So although Governor Snyder says he'd like to run Pure Michigan ads in China, it could be a long time before Chinese people hear something like this.
As life starts moving faster and faster, we need to make a choice.
或置身飘香的葡萄酒园，品尝甘醇；或驰骋于汽车城，感受激荡的脉动。被清风、绿水、美酒环抱，怎不让人流连忘返？探索属于你的纯粹密西根。